But anyway, we have our interviewee in the studio, and it's Mr. Anthony James.
How do you do?
Yeah, good yourself, my friend?
I'm very good, yes.
Good, and obviously Ross is very excited to have you here because it's his first person that he's actually queued up to come in for an interview.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're really looking forward to hearing about what you do because you're a junk model maker. Is that correct? Is that the right title?
That is the right title. There's lots of very grand titles out there for people who do what I do. But to be honest, the most precise is that I make things out of things people throw away. And it's a fabulous and wonderful art form.
Sounds very, very intriguing. And obviously, you said you've got the business name. What's the name of the business?
Creature Armor. I'm known as Creature Armor. That's basically a very, very glamorous word just for me and what I do. It sort of covers all my bases, really, because I do scenery work and scenic painting for theatre. I'm a TV and film prop maker, and then the junk model making, which is obviously the heart of it all, is my favourite bit.
That's your day-to-day?
That's the day-to-day,
fair play. Well, I must admit, just talking to you a minute ago about some of the people you've worked with, it sounds fantastic. You know, you've got the likes of working with Blue Peter. How many years were you doing Blue Peter?
I was on Blue Peter on and off for about a decade. Wow. I started in 93 as an assistant production designer. I then sort of went on to, and 93 for all of your listeners was the year that they did Tracy Island.
Do you know what? That was exactly the question I was about to say.
And so I can't take any credit for that. That was a lady called Margaret Peverell, who was a maker on Blue Peter from 1958. Incredible lady. Obviously, Tracy Island went mental.
Everyone was trying to do it everywhere.
So the then producer, Lewis Bronze, sort of reached out for people that could come and help, and I ended up being one of the people that came onto the show just to help out with things. It was a great experience. Met loads of famous people that at the time I didn't know who they were. Which is always the best, actually, because you deal with them as usual people.
Yeah, you don't like the starstruck feel.
No, and then I worked on things like Telly Addicts, Noel's Telly Addicts, The Really Useful Show, Style Challenge, all kinds of daytime television.
Now, Telly Addicts, I must admit, I used to love that show. When I tell people about it, it's surprisingly many people that don't remember it, but I still call my remote controls the Oofa Doofa.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, I mean, it went for about four series, I think, in the end. I think I was on series three.
Joe, it felt like more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt like a lot more.
You know, we live in a world where there are lots of repeats and there's YouTube now.
Yeah,
and
like that. And there's Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. Full of repeats, wonderfully. But yeah, I've been very lucky. I've sort of fell onto TV projects and people have sort of remembered my name as the guy that makes things out of rubbish and cardboard. And if there's something odd or silly within a show, then they think of me. And
really?
the most recent one was the Sister Boniface Mysteries on You and BBC Production.
Oh, okay.
And if you go to Series 3, Episode 3, that is filled with my junk models and silliness.
So what things would you find on that one of yours?
A big robot called the Zybok, which was basically a Dalek from Doctor Who, without being a Dalek from Doctor Who.
Okay.
And the idea was that it was a 1960s pastiche of Doctor Who called Professor Y. That's the name of the episode.
Instead of who, it's Y.
Very funny episode, and I made all the creatures, because obviously they couldn't use Doctor Who's for various copyright reasons, so they used mine. Which I have on display here in my venue, which hopefully we may talk about later.
We will.
But a lot of those creatures were in that particular episode. Really enjoyed it. Filmed up in the Boughton on the Water, round there, round the Cotswolds. Very hot. but yeah, a lovely show, and you can watch that now on You or BBC.
That's so awesome. So it's obviously something you've got a real big love for. When did it start? So obviously go back to, you know, was this something when you were a kid you enjoyed doing, or is it something that came up unexpected, or a hobby that became more? What happened?
I'm quite elderly, so for those that, you know, remember...
Oh, come on. You're colourful, though. I'm loving the shirt. That's
bless
my kind,
you.
Of, that's my kind to, of shirt, my friend.
I think that's right. Yeah, that's how we cover the wrinkles. Blue Peter. You know, way back in the day, for me, it was John Noakes, Valerie Singleton and Peter Purvis. A lot of people, I'm sure, listening, it may be the same. Yeah. And they would make something. And I just sat at home and I had a go as well. And I that was incredibly inspirational.
Mum, give me my fairy liquid bottle.
That's it, yes. Oh, my God, well, I can tell you all about fairy liquid bottles. And
that was when they used to be more that cylinder,
was when,
wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And then they came in with the more complicated shape, which that did scupper us.
Do you miss the old fairy bottle?
Oh gosh, yes. I've actually got an old fairy liquid bottle of the old style, just to remind me of what that used to be, working
just
with those
old times.
But junk changes all the time, and packaging changes all the time, and you know, Cashel, I think, a company that were toyed with the idea of having toilet rolls without the cardboard tube inside. They luckily decided that wasn't a good idea, so my continued supply of toilet rolls carries on, thank goodness. I did email them and say, please carry on using toilet rolls. But obviously, you know, I like kids particularly to be able to just get off the screens and make something, then go back on the screens. I've got nothing against, you know, computers or computer games or anything like that, and I did actually work in the computer games industry a million years ago myself. But it's very important that kids get hands-on time with their parents, time with their grandparents, just having a go at making something, and have the pleasure of having that item, that 3D thing that they've made.
It's like a little accomplishment.
It's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
And I think kids today sometimes don't get that opportunity to be proud of something that they've created themselves as much as we maybe did back in my day.
It's the basics, isn't it, of actually kind of entertaining yourself.
Yes.
And I think back in the day, well, I remember back in the 1980s when we were born.
Predate you a bit, but that's great.
Just a bit, fair play. Well, mate, if I can be as happy as you are, if you're saying you're older, you've got the biggest smile the moment you walked in through the door, so that's not a bad thing.
Lucky to do what I do, and I do appreciate it. You know, I do appreciate the fact that I can get a cardboard box and cut it up and make something. There's not many people can make a living out of that, and I'm very lucky.
I think I made a cat house out of my last cardboard box.
There you go.
It's better than buying them a present, I tell you that now, because you can buy a cat a nice treat. They won't use it.
No.
Put a cardboard box there, they're like, ooh, this is fantastic.
Seeing you're proud of that, and that's that pride is something that, you know, we've got to try and generate, got to try and keep going.
Amen, definitely, my friend. That's brilliant. Obviously, you said that you've obviously done this for Blue Peter, and you've done this for other places as well, other shows and things. And I'm most curious. I've seen Jurassic World, the first one. I haven't seen the others, but I need to. I keep intending to, because I love Chris Pratt as well. He's a fantastic actor, so entertaining. Tell us a bit about your experience with Jurassic World and what you contributed towards it, because that's a big thing. It's a Hollywood blockbuster.
It's a Hollywood blockbuster, and little old hokey model maker me suddenly got a call from Los Angeles saying, would I make some models? They were actually masks. They required some masks.
So was that an unexpected call, or?
Oh, completely. Okay. Yes, I thought somebody
Someone recommended you then, have they? Or?
Within the industry you get known, you talk to people, and that's important. If you're doing what I do, you have to be out there, you've got to talk to people, you've got to make the connections. Luckily, somebody basically remembered that I built a big cardboard dragon for a show. They talked to somebody within the props department of Jurassic World, which was at that point was in Slough, in glamorous Slough.
Good old Slough, right?
On the very glamorous
airport.
Yeah, Slough Industrial Estate, where there's quite a lot of entertainment stuff going on. A lot of islands. That's all I remember about Slough. They ended up sort of commissioning me to make some masks. They had to be done very, very quickly. Literally a matter of days. I delivered them all on time, which they were very, very grateful for. I think a company had let them down, and I stepped in to help.
Hats off to you, my friend.
And what you do when you do this kind of thing is they say, would you like us to come and collect them? You obviously say no. I will deliver them, because then you can talk to people and meet the people. So I delivered the masks.
And also saves the chance of saying, who delivered it? Oh, complained, I haven't turned up.
Yes, this is it. No, you know they're there.
You can sleep at night.
So I delivered all these masks, wonderfully got a set tour. They were filming sections of the movie actually within that studio at that time. So I got to meet some of the stars. I got to meet Chris. I got to meet Bryce Dallas Howard, Justice Warwick, Daniela Prada that are in that film.
Nice.
Lovely, lovely people. And then they didn't use them.
No.
And I was absolutely knocked aback. I'd finally got this commission and it all went dead. And I basically drove down, got the masks, very deflated, drove back up to the West Midlands where I lived at the time. Very, very sad. And then about 3 days later, the phone went again, and it was this lady from Los Angeles. She said, "We do apologise. We couldn't use the masks. The film was rewritten. Could we hire some of your dinosaurs instead, your full-size dinosaur models?" And I said, "Yes, of course you can." And she said, "Well,
that's
Stephen's
networking at its best, isn't it?
Stephen's been on your website," and I went and straight away, that Steven Spielberg has been on my website.
Wow.
And he'd chosen three of my models, and I took them back down, and wonderfully, they did get in the movie.
Oh, so cool.
In the dinosaur protection group scenes, if people know the movie at all. And they got put onto the website, and the film company were doing a sort of fictional website about the dinosaur protection group. And they used my dinosaur images to front that, so the banner, main banner on the website, was my Velociraptor and my Xylosuchus and things like this.
And that was made out of junk, isn't
it? And they're all made out of cardboard. In fact, the Xylosuchus, brilliant, which you can see at Arrowton Barnes, has got my baby daughter's milk bottle tops as eyes. And I was horrified that Steven Spielberg had chosen this particular dinosaur, because he's got my daughter's milk bottle tops for eyes, but you know, that's what I do. So yeah, and they're in the movie. They got a load of traction because of the website, particularly as my Velociraptor is sort of a bit more accurate than the ones actually in the movies. Ooh. As many people know, the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World Velociraptors are nowhere near the right size for what those particular dinosaurs were. The real ones are much smaller.
Well, you seem very detailed, because just in the space of time you're waiting to come in here, sat in the green room, you did an amazing biro picture of a dinosaur. Which dinosaur was it?
Nanotyrannus, which is... there's a bit of controversy at the moment as to whether that dinosaur exists or whether it's a sort of juvenile T-Rex, and they reckon they've sort of resolved that. So it was just on my mind as I was sat there waiting to come on. And
it was a very good picture.
Well, thank you. I do, like I say, I do enjoy the drawing and the painting as well. So,
That's really cool. That's really cool. And just very quickly, I remember you saying about your masks, even though they didn't get used. You say that Jeff Goldblum took one?
You know, as far as I know, he disappeared off with one, and I did get it back. but he's a card, and he had that. I've been very lucky. I've worked with people like Julie Walters and Denise Van Outen and Neil Morrissey and loads of very famous people. All very lovely, really. I think, you know, to have any sort of longevity in the entertainment world, they've got to be quite nice. And I mean, I sat and had breakfast with Julie Walters on a pantomime on a bus in Waterloo, and very, very lovely lady. I've been very lucky. I've worked with some very lovely people.
Sounds amazing. And now you're on the Isle of Wight, so you...
And now I'm based on the Isle of Wight, yeah.
So you moved down from the West Midlands.
Yeah.
And I must say, I said this a moment ago, that you don't have much of a West Midlands accent, which you... I won't say you said thank you for. No, joking.
No, don't say that. Yeah, I'll be in trouble.
I'm joking.
I think all the people who've got Brummy twangs, as it's known, I think sometimes we would like to.
See, I thought I'd end up talking to you like this, mate. You know,
that's right, mate.
How's it going?
I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of the West Midlands.
I must admit, I do like the West. I do actually quite like Birmingham, weirdly enough. I've ended up residing there many a time for many a meeting when I worked for a company, and I'm very fond of Birmingham, especially Broad Street. Usually a good old laugh.
Oh, that's lovely. Some lovely takeaways and curry houses on Broad Street. So,
exactly,
yeah.
And bars. But
the Isle of Wight's lovelier, you know.
So what made you want to come down here?
Beaches. It's very difficult to get to a beach living in the West Midlands. So
we do take that for granted sometimes over here.
I've got to be honest, I've been here about 4 years now, and I can honestly say I still haven't been to the beaches probably as much as I should have.
That's typical, isn't it?
You just get wrapped up in everything. I'm also open at the Barnes, at Arrowton Barnes, sort of everyday bar Wednesday.
Well, this is what I was going to ask next. So obviously... in between, well, I say in between, you do obviously everything else in between by the sounds of it, but you do have a location on the island where people can come along and see what you do, buy what you do, and actually take part in craft sessions and things like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do. I'm very lucky. I'm at Arrowton Barns on the Newport Road, and I've got the unit above the Corn Exchange. So I'm upstairs. A lot of people don't realise there's something upstairs, but there is. If you look at the stairs, they're covered in little creatures, which I make in the venue. The venue has about 32 of my big junk models in as an exhibition, which is entirely free. So on a rainy day, you know, everyone's welcome. Just come and have a look at these models and the creatures. And I've got a little shop, and I've also got a workshop area where I'll run workshops. Obviously, Christmas is next, so I think it's 18th, 19th, 20th, around then, you can book online and make a model with me, make a Christmas model with me, snowmen, reindeer, whatever.
So what website would they book through?
Book on the website, that's at creaturearmor.com, and go to the shop page there. You can book your sessions there, or just pop in, say hello and book there. And we do bespoke as well, obviously, if people want to just come and work with me. If there are, Sen issues or anything like that, then the children can come and work just with me, or you can book in on a group session. We've just done Halloween. I've got to thank everybody, and I wanted to take this opportunity to thank everybody that came over the Halloween period and did workshops, because it was just joyful. So thank you all, and I hope you didn't get too wet in your cardboard monsters when the rain came down on Halloween. So we're doing it at Christmas as well, and obviously I sell my art there, sell limited edition prints, original artwork, and some little creatures called Wobbles, which I've made up, which are basically toilet rolls, and are taking
over the world. Very interesting, I must admit. We just had a quick look at it before we started chatting here, and yeah, they're very interesting looking characters.
They're getting their own sort of traction, really. Yeah. I think I might have to talk to the BBC about a script, but it's early days.
I was
going to
say, will there be some animation going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I'd love that. But at the moment, they're just something I make for fun in the barns, and luckily people like them and buy them. So,
brilliant.
You can come in. I'm there from 10:30 to 4 every day, apart from Wednesdays. Close Wednesdays, go do me washing.
Yeah, that's why we got you here.
That's right.
As well. So, you're washing on at the moment?
Yes, it is, actually. Cool. When I go back now, I've got to hang it all out.
Fair play. Nice.
The glamour.
Yeah,
Hollywood glamour.
Exactly. That's a good way to spend a day off, I suppose. Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely amazing to pick your brain. I could pick a lot more of it. And I do have one last question. Again, going back to the Chris Pratt thing.
Yes.
He's a very funny guy. Did you crack many jokes?
Yes. He was there, actually. They were filming the bit, for anybody that knows Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, the bit where they get the blood out of the T-Rex in the back of the truck. So he was filming that scene. For that, you know, I don't want to spoil it for people, but obviously the T-Rex is not real, and it was a huge animatronic in the back of the truck, an incredibly complex piece of kit, an amazing thing. And when they went for dinner, the leader of the props department did let me play with the T-Rex and operate it and make it dribble and all sorts of things. But yeah, Chris was there with his two lads, and he'd brought them in to set that day, so I met
his
them
mini
as well.
Schwarzeneggers.
His mini, yeah. So they were lovely. Everyone was lovely. I hate to, you know, it's really boring. I've got no juice. I've got no gossip or anything. Everyone was just really nice and plied me with tea and compliments. So, they'd...
Are you English? Have a cup of tea.
Yes, absolutely. Well, of course, you know, Hollywood is...
Well, then you said it was in Slough.
Yeah, all the big Hollywood movies, you know, it is UK teams that put them together and UK crews. And the talent we have in this country for making the movies is just amazing. When you think about... You know, you get Star Wars, Indiana Jones, all those movies are all filmed here.
Yeah.
And they are filmed all in and around Bournemouth, Pinewood, Shepperton, all those sort of studios.
Pinewood's
North
so
London.
Impressive. I've been there before.
Pinewood's changed a lot. I worked there sort of mid-90s as well. I did a load of independents. I worked on the ITV Pantos, and that was, Pinewood was all... You drove into Denham and you turned right into Pinewood, and that was the iconic sort of Pinewood, the front of it that everybody knew. Now you go there and you look on the left and Pinewood is all that way as well. And I can honestly say I remember when all this was just fields and mean it, because it was. And now, you know, it's this incredible movie complex that we should be very proud of in this country.
Oh, there's all sorts. And then it'd be interesting, obviously, have to come to an end, but obviously we've got the film studio, they're opening up on the island as well. That should be happening as
wonderful.
Well.
So yes, please.
We expect to see you down there, I bet, in some way, shape, or form.
I will have to pop in and say hello. Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, we could talk a lot longer with you, and maybe we have to get you back some point in the new year.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Love to have a chat more. And do you know what? We'd definitely be popping down to check out your place as well, because
it sounds really, really intriguing.
Come
meet the monsters.
And yeah, no, thank you so much for coming in, Anthony.
A pleasure.
And
thank you for inviting me.
That's all right.
Yeah. If you want to go and see what Anthony's got, you've got Creaturama, which is at Arrowton Barnes above the Corn Exchange. Pop in and have a look. Again, he's not there on Wednesdays, but any other day, pop
washing
on in.
Day, yeah.
Yes, it's the washing day. Awesome. Thank you so much.
A
really
pleasure. Thank
it.
You very much for having me. Thank you.
Pleasure is ours.